Good morning, starshine. Earth says hello.
Recently, some old friends gathered for a reunion at a restaurant along New York Central Park, and as friends do, began singing an old favorite, halting at first. But pretty soon, some other patrons noticed, hey, isn't that the cast of the 1979 movie Hair?
New the Arabella, early morning singing songs.
Oh, yeah.
Hair was first a mega-hit Broadway musical in 1968 with music by Galt McDermott and lyrics by Jerome Ragney and James Rado. Then the beloved movie in 1979. It tells the story of a small band of flower children dropping out in Central Park during the Vietnam War, loosely led by George Berger, played by Treat Williams, who organized this reunion. When you all meet up with each other, it feels real. It feels as if you had become a tribe.
It's like being back with your family. We were very, very close. We know each other very, very well. We all were grateful and happy to see each other.
Well, and how about grateful to be in that movie?
It's the highest movie on my list. It's number one. I'm deeply grateful that I got a chance to be in it.
This is the dawning of the Age of Aquarius. Age of Aquarius.
The songs, like Aquarius, sung by Wren Woods. And Hair, sung by Donnie Dacus of the band Chicago, Dorsey Wright, and Treat Williams, all at this reunion, topped the charts, blared from radios. They were sung around the world. They still are. We understand that Hair is one of the most produced pieces in high schools. I mean, yeah. It has this life. Why do you think that is?
I think it's about kids finding their strength and their independence. I think it was why it was so successful in Eastern Europe, because anybody who feels repressed, and most kids between 14 and 18 feel repressed in certain ways, and I think it was about kind of breaking out and finding yourself. I think that's part of it.
At the restaurant, the still luminescent Beverly D'Angelo, who played a young high society woman who joins the tribe, offered up a toast to their younger selves.
That part of us that was way back there, and to bring out that innocence and beauty that we embodied then, and I'm so happy to see all of you are alive and well, and it's wonderful.
Here, here.
Good one, Beverly.
Okay. There's more love during that year in my life from everybody, and we all put up with each other, and we all were like a family and a tribe, and here we are. So,
to Milos.
Here's to Milos.
Milos.
Milos would be the Czech director Milos Forman, who died in 2018. His One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest won Best Picture Oscar in 1974. Hair was the movie he wanted to make next. His family lived under both Nazi and communist occupation. Do you think he brought something about repression and freedom?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I think that theme is rampant throughout Milos's films. I mean, his parents were both murdered by the Nazis. He grew up in a very repressive environment in his country, in Czechoslovakia. And it wasn't until he left Czechoslovakia and became famous here that he could actually go back and make a film there, which was Amadeus. So I think that this really spoke to him.
Yeah.
Because it was not something that kids his age were ever able to do, which was to express themselves freely.
Yeah. It was really quite tender to hear all of you talking about your love of Milos Forman. What?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. We all realized we were in the presence of a true artist. If we weren't being real, he would always say, no, it's not real. He was loving. I mean, he was the kind of director we all wish for.
Oh. Here comes trouble. Claude Bukowski!
Claude Bukowski, played by actor John Savage, who happens to be my brother, arrives.
Let the sun shine.
Claude was the innocent from Oklahoma, headed for boot camp. At the same time, John was also playing the soldier Stephen in The Deer Hunter, the definitive Vietnam War movie, so playing two lost souls shipped off to Vietnam. His childhood friend Jeff Miller was killed at Kent State. John had little kids, but other friends were drafted. You'd think the two movies at once would be too much.
Oh, it was completely acceptable. I really felt like I was doing one movie. It was my life. It's what I had all around me. Friends that were being shot at home for demonstrating. It was disturbing. And then people coming back with PTS. So, I don't know.
Where do I go? Follow the river. Where do I go? Follow the gulls.
He's such a beautiful actor. I never had a chemistry with a male actor like I had with John.
Bukowski!
Well, spoiler alert, they also shared a plot twist, one that moved Hare way beyond a fun-filled Flower Children festival. At the end of the movie, Treat's hippie Burger convinces John's soldier Claude to trade places at the army base to give Claude a day off. But it backfires, and it's Burger, dressed as Claude, who goes to war.
And I'm in, and the guy says, okay, we're going, you're going, we're all going. And they're driving us to put our stuff on and get going. And the camera pushes in on me, and I remember thinking, well, I'm like a caged animal. So I started making these almost whimpering sounds.
Manchester, England, England.
Were you terrified? This is 1979, we already know. The horror of Vietnam or what happened at the end in 50,000
I was terrified in the 60s when I was waiting for my number to be called. And I remember sitting at my parents' kitchen table by myself with a six-pack of beer, and my number came up 347, so I didn't have to go. I was terrified that night.
Back in New York, the reunited tribe made its way to Central Park, site of the iconic Be-Ins and Love-Ins, choreographed by Twyla Tharp. Annie Golden, the impossibly hopeful flower child genie, now has the role of Norma, the mute singer in Orange is the New Black, which she traces to Milos picking her out of the punk rock band The Shirts.
Yeah, he came to CBGB's because that was the scene. He likes unknowns. He likes raw diamonds. And he picked me for Jeannie.
I met a boy called Frank Mills on September 12th right here in front of the Waverly.
Yeah, it was life-changing. And then I get Orange is the New Black, and it was Jenji Cohen who had seen Hair as a child, and she said, that woman should be, she should be a household name. Everything kind of unfolded.
Straight up, honey, where the trees are.
They made their way through Central Park, finding old locations.
Yep, this is where we burned the draft cards.
I mean, I can remember every single day of shooting of that film.
And could you believe it's been 40 years?
I can't. What I'm loving is that it seems to have a life still.
The next day, the tribe made its way to the Avon Theater in Stamford, Connecticut, Treat's hometown, for a raucous, sold-out screening of Hair, with sing-alongs and a panel.
I didn't know who that man was.
Actor Dorsey Wright spoke of being an African-American kid from the South Bronx who didn't even know who director Milos Forman was till he saw an Oscar on his mantle.
This is yours? And it said, one flew over the cuckoo's nest. And the hell with you. You know Jack Nicholson?
Dorsey also spoke tearfully of how Treat and Milos guided him. Donnie Dacus talked about ignoring calls from the filmmakers.
And so basically hung up on everybody, honestly, because I thought they were just harassing me.
John Savage has become a close friend to veterans groups. He travels the world for both Deer Hunter and Hare. Just recently, he was invited to the former communist country Serbia, which was mounting its first stage version of Hare. John burst into tears on stage.
And the music and the spirit, mostly, transcended language all over the world, countries I went to. Oh, you're American. Let the sun shine in.
My late husband was in the Army from 1965 to 1967, and that aspect of the movie really, really hit hard. I'm still trembling, actually.
It is a thrill to have you here and to look at you. I took the Hair soundtrack to college with me. I've spent more time listening to you guys sing, playing it over and over.
What I honor is how generous everybody was. John, Dorsey, Annie, Donnie, everybody was so generous. Everybody wanted it to be good, and I loved it, and I'll always love it. Oh, I never wanted a role so much in my life as this. Nor since, by the way. Nor since.
Actor Treat Williams. We also heard from actors John Savage, Beverly D'Angelo, Annie Golden, Dorsey Wright, Donnie Dacus, The Tribe, and the Milos Forman film Hair, 40 years old this year, with music from Galt McDermott, screenplay from Jerome Ragney, James Rado, and Michael Weller, based on the 60s musical. We'll have videos and pictures at hereandnow.org. We'd love to have your thoughts. What did this movie mean to you? And I know, I'm partial, I know that, but I highly recommend, if you haven't seen it, stream this film.